How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into the broadcast again this week. We're picking up our study here in John chapter 13. We left off in verse number 10. We'll review a little bit just for the sake of picking up the context. The Lord Jesus Christ, after the Passover, after the supper, he begins to take off his garments, gird himself with a towel, fills a basin with water, and begins to wash the disciples' feet. No doubt they marvel at that. An interesting thing here, it's in this chapter of the Gospel of John that we understand that even Judas Iscariot was there during the Passover. It seems that Judas Iscariot was there even during the institution of the Lord's Supper. But he's not a man that's saved. He has not been spiritually illuminated. He has not been saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a betrayer. He's a murderer. He's going to betray the Lord unto death. Yet he is there at the supper. He's there at the Passover, there at the Lord's Supper. And here we saw in verse number 10 that he was there even seemingly at the washing of the feet, of their feet by the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse number 10, speaking to Peter, Peter says, "You're not going to wash my feet." And the Lord says, "Well, if I don't wash your feet, you have no part with me." Peter says, "Okay, not my feet only, but my hands and my head. I want to be with you. I'm with you." The Lord says, "Your feet are enough, Peter. Your feet are enough. He that is washed," verse number 10 of John 13, "he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all." And so here we have an indication that it seems that Judas Iscariot is there with the disciples yet. And the point that I believe that makes is that having an office of apostle in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, there are no apostles now. Some claim that they're apostles, but they're not. But being an apostle in the Lord Jesus Christ, a station, position, does not save a sinner. Observance of the Passover for a Jew, even at the directive of the Lord Jesus Christ, does not save a sinner. Observance of the Lord's Supper, even at the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ, his leading in it, does not save a sinner. The washing of the feet by the Lord Jesus Christ himself does not save a sinner. But you know what saves a sinner? Repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That saves a sinner. It is Jesus that saves, not what men can do. These are all good things and right things. The Lord Jesus Christ himself led in them. It's good for the Lord's churches to observe the Lord's Supper and to remember his death till he comes. But it doesn't save, and it doesn't keep us saved. It is the Lord Jesus Christ that saves, and it is the Lord Jesus Christ that keeps his people saved. Once he saves and once he gives everlasting life, it is indeed everlasting, and it can be not be taken away, nor will be taken away, because it is the Lord that is saved, and it is the Lord that keeps. So we have this indication that seemingly Judas was there at the Passover, the Lord's Supper, and even the washing of the feet, but not all, it says there at the end of verse 10. Verse 11, "For he knew who should betray him, therefore he said, ye are not all clean." So there it seems again an affirmation that Judas is present with them. So after he had washed their feet, verse 12, and taken his own garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me master, verse 13, and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. He said, you call me master, rabbi, Lord. That's right, you should, and you do. Verse number 14, if I then, your Lord and master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, and that's the key to understanding this. Here at Olmsted Baptist Church, we do not observe, as some do, that of the washing of the feet. Some that believe that it is an ordinance because it's given here in close proximity to the Lord's Supper. It's not that. It's not an ordinance. We don't have that. What we have here is an example. We don't observe the washing of one another's feet here as an ordinance because it's given as an example of humility by the Lord. If the Lord is that humble, we should be that humble. We don't observe it, but we should be willing to do so. We should be willing to wash one another's feet. Verse 15, for I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you, that we would be willing to serve one another. The Lord Jesus Christ took one of the most menial things, very common in their day, a thing of honor. The Lord Jesus Christ said unto one man that when he entered into his house, the woman having come that was a sinner and poured the oil out on his feet and washed, wiped the oil from his feet with the hairs of her head and with her tears, that man did not do the Lord the honor that he would do other guests in offering him water to wash his feet or maybe even have a servant come and wash his feet. That man didn't do so, but that woman who was a sinner, she came and did so, believing and knowing that the Lord himself is precious. She loved him. She was willing to be humbled for his sake. And she came in humility and love for her Lord and did so. But here our Lord washes the disciples' feet to show the humility that he has in his leadership, the Savior, being so humble to come and wash his own disciple, his own children, his own brethren's feet. We should be willing to follow that example and serve. You that are members of a church and claim to your membership to that church, are you a servant? Are you an edifier? Are you a builder-upper? Do you need and take, or do you give? And certainly we should give our money, we should give the tithe and the offering for the work and ministry and service of the Lord in the place where the Lord's added us to his church. But are you always needing from the church and never giving? The greatest sacrifice that we can give is the giving of self. Yes, we should give of our money, but that's one of the least things that we can do. And it's funny how it is that we think in humanity and the way that it works naturally amongst mankind, we think that that's the greatest thing that we can do is give our money. That's one of the basic things that we can do. And those that have more are to give more and are greater responsible, have a greater responsibility. The Lord said that the woman that gave two mites all of her living put in more than all those that came in and put in that day. She herself gave more than all of them put together, if we understand that right. Verse 15, for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to send his disciples and give his church a commission to perform and to pursue. The Lord Jesus Christ himself was sent, and he's going to send his disciples and his church for a mission to do. And he says, don't get the big head. I've ordained you as apostles. Don't get the big head, but serve. Serve the Lord, obey him, follow him, and serve one another. That's what I've called you to do. And listen, he wraps this up by what he says here in verse number 17. If you know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. If you will humble yourselves, if you will abase yourselves, if you will yield yourselves to my service and my work, my calling, if you will do that, I will take care of the rest. If you will just yield yourself to me and serve your brethren and serve the Lord and follow his commission and follow his directive and spread the seed and sow the gospel, I will take care of the rest. As the scripture says in other places, the one that will humble himself will be lifted up by the Lord in due time. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ did, didn't he? He came from the portals of glory and became a man and came and gave his life a ransom for sinners. He came meek and lowly. He didn't come of any reputation. And he washed even his own disciples' feet. Humility. The greatest example of humility by our great God, King, and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read it again. Verse 12, so after he had washed their feet and had taken his own garments, he was set down, and he said unto them, know ye what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. He is our Lord and he is our Master, yet he condescended to this humility of washing the disciples' feet. If our brother and sister need their feet washed, then we should be willing to do it. Or maybe they need cared for in their sickness. Or maybe they need helped. They need help in some issue of life or something that has come their way where they need some very near help. We should be willing to do so. Not pass it off to another, but be willing to do so for the sake of the Lord. He gave us this example. Well, see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.